This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. A surrogate mom says she became pregnant with her own child while she was carrying another couple's baby. The woman lives in California, and this is one of the most rare incidents that I've ever heard of. She became pregnant with her own biological child while she was carrying another baby as a surrogate for a Chinese couple. Jessica Allen told ABC News that doctors initially thought the second baby was an identical twin, and it was not until much later that they found out that it was her biological son. This is extremely rare, and the process is called superfetation. And it can occur during some pregnancies when a woman continues to ovulate after becoming pregnant. In such cases, fertilization and implementation of a second embryo can result in two babies with different gestational ages and, obviously, different sets of genetic parents. Ms. Allen said that after she gave birth to two healthy children, she decided to become a surrogate to help other women who may, you know, struggle to have a child. That's very, very cool. I don't know if I could do that. You know, I mean, I like to do a lot of charity work, and I like to think I'm a really good person. I just don't know if I could go through labor. Lord have mercy. Not to mention go through labor, just go through the whole pregnancy. Pregnancy for me was miserable. While everybody else said they were glowing, and they can't wait to be pregnant again, and they love the attention, I hated it. I hated going from skinny to fat. People basically, you know, when they saw me in the hall, completely back up against the side of a hall as I was walking down it. I hated that feeling. I hated the acne, you know, because now your hormones are like all crazy. So I'm having like big pimples now, and I'm afraid to put a lot of makeup on because you don't want the baby to get them, you know, to absorb the makeup. Back then when I was pregnant, I didn't like the idea of dyeing my hair. When I was pregnant, I wanted to wait till at least after the first trimester. So I had horrible roots because, you know, I was a fake blonde, right? So I had horrible roots. All right. My boobs hurt. Oh, my gosh. That was miserable. All right. So we're just talking first trimester. And then the nausea was, oh, my gosh. You know, and it's interesting because you think, well, I'm supposed to eat for two and I'm supposed to eat healthy people. And I just didn't want to eat. It was disgusting. And I was throwing up. And it was miserable. Then second trimester comes around and you're like, okay, wait a second. I got this. I'm starting to show a little bit. I look a little cute. I could still have sex. All right. You know, and the nausea's going away. Maybe I got this. But then your third trimester, you are miserable. And I had like stabbing pain down in the vaginal area, and I don't know why. And the doctors couldn't figure it out, and I was in pain. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And my leg was going numb. And I'm like, please let there not be a tumor. I don't know what's going on with my back. I was still trying to exercise because I wanted to keep my muscle tone up. Doctor's like, nah, I want to do bed rest. No, I can't because I need my muscle as soon as I give birth. Then, on top of all that being pregnant, you got the family. So now I have in-laws, and I have my own family. Well, can I come over? Can I be there and watch the delivery? Do you need help? Do you need a back rub? Do you want me to rub your feet? No, I don't want you to rub my feet. I'm in my 9th month of pregnancy. I haven't been able to shave my legs. The last thing I want you to do is look at my toes. Then, you know, you try to go and get a pedicure before the delivery, and that doesn't work because your toes are all big and swollen and ugly, and legs are hairy. It's miserable. We are miserable. miserable. Your husband's miserable too, because he's not having sex. His wife went from being really, really cute, the 36, 25, 34, to now a 40, 50, 80. And now I'm wearing muumuus, all right? I don't want to wear makeup. My hair's not dyed. Why am I even doing my hair? I mean, what, my husband's going to leave me? Really? Really, you're going to leave me? I'm carrying your baby? Why should I look good for you? And it was just absolutely miserable. It was, and then I think the Broncos, I guess the Super Bowl, the Broncos made it. So I think it was 2 years in a row. So I had to sit there and watch the Broncos play Super Bowl, and I was like, you know, where's my Cowboys? So it was a very, very rough time. So I hate to sound selfish. I just don't see myself being a surrogate for somebody. And the other thing, too, is I am very emotional when it comes to babies. You know, like my little cats. Like, we bought a cat for my mom. After 5 minutes, I wouldn't give her the cat. It was mine. You know, I really attach and I bond. So if I had a baby that was being a parasite to me for 9 months, I'm going to probably be very, very possessive. You know, I mean, already even with my medical students, I am so worried about certain patients that they're going to see, because if one patient is mean to one of my students, I am going to be all mama bear all over. I'm going to kick that patient out. Do not mess with my babies. So I get very emotional and very protective and very territorial over babies. I just do. So don't be putting your baby into me, because you ain't getting that baby back. So anyway, back with this woman. So she gave birth to two healthy children. She decided to be a surrogate. She said no woman in the world should have to live their life without experiencing the love and the bond from a mother and child. She then matched with a Chinese couple, and in April of 2016, one of the embryos was successfully implanted in her uterus. 6 weeks into the pregnancy, however, the doctor said she noticed that there were two babies during ultrasound. So he started moving the ultrasound around and goes, well, I definitely see that there's another baby. The chance of an embryo splitting is small, but it does happen, turning into identical twins. Allen then went on to deliver what she believed were identical boys. She said she never got a chance to see the babies in person, but she was later shown a photo. She goes, I did notice that one was much lighter than the other one. You know, obviously they weren't identical twins. And then it wasn't until months later that she received the news that the second baby was not a twin, but actually her and her husband's biological son. Now, I believe her husband was black. And so the baby did not look Chinese. The baby looked black. And so they then did testing, and that's how they know. So amazing, awesome, good story. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So last week, Tanner wrote, "Why don't Americans use bidets? I read they're healthier for your butt." Bidets. This is something that prompted me to write an article over the weekend on, all right? Because there was a recent op-ed on how toilet paper is bad for your butt. Did you guys see there was, I forget which magazine it was in. I think it was in Tonic. I'll tell you guys a little bit about it, and then I'll answer why it's odd that Americans don't have bidets. I mean, bidets are like all over Europe, and I mean in the fancier areas, not, you know, trust me, there was hardly toilets when I was running around Europe to find, but, you know. But I mean, in America, some of the fancy hotels have bidets. I have never used a bidet because I don't know how to. Now, I've just learned over the break, so I'll teach you guys how to use a bidet, but I don't know how to use a bidet. I use toilet paper. So let's take a couple steps back. Why are people thinking toilet paper is bad for your tush? All right? Well, because some researchers are claiming that doctors think that toilet paper is giving you hemorrhoids. They're not giving you hemorrhoids. That toilet paper is giving you rectal itch. That toilet papers are causing anal fissures. Now, what we need to do is really kind of break this down a little bit here, okay? Hemorrhoids, and I told you guys what hemorrhoids are. Hemorrhoids are collapsed rectal veins. And collapsed rectal veins that don't seem to have its competency and are able to push the blood back will become round and sit and protrude. We used to call them piles. All right. Toilet paper will not cause that because the hemorrhoids are coming from up into the anus. You have the anus and then you have the rectum. People use the terms improperly. Let's start from the mouth down. You have the mouth, that food goes in, right? Then it goes through the throat. Then it goes down the esophagus, which is like your feeding tube. Then it goes into the stomach. Then it goes into the small intestine. Then it goes into the large intestine. The large intestine is divided into the right side of the colon, the cecum. Then you have the transverse, you have the descending, you have the sigmoid colon, then you have the rectum, and then the opening from the rectum out to the outside world, like, hello, I'm here, that's the anus. You see? All right, so very simple. So, you know, when hemorrhoids start in the rectum and fall through the anus, that's not something that toilet paper is going to be, you know, messing with. Okay? So you guys are okay with that. Now, rectal itch and fissures. Now, fissures are tears in the lining of the rectum. And I wrote an article on this. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com or Facebook and Twitter to see what anal fissures look like. Or anal fistulas, which are like little tubes that seem to connect from the anus to the skin. You could have anal abscesses. You could have perirectal abscesses. There's a bunch of different types of abscesses you could get, unfortunately. Not very fun. Again, anal fissures, toilet paper shouldn't technically cause tearing. Now, what if you have dry sandpaper type? Well, if you do, then yeah, then you got a point. Maybe. And I know for me, every time I buy cheap toilet paper, I am irritated down there, but I'm not getting an anal fissure. So in an interview with Tonic, the magazine Tonic, Rose George, author of The Big Necessity, The Unmentionable World of Human Waste and Why It Matters, claims that toilet paper just merely moves feces around, but doesn't actually clean off the anus. So you just are wiping it. I guess they likened it to if you have dog poop or diarrhea on the floor and you wipe it up, you aren't really picking it up. You're just kind of moving it around. So moving the poop around, that's not really, I guess, taking the poop off the rectal area. And it's a little acidic in nature. You got bacteria in there. You have maybe even, I don't know, foreign bodies, you know, pieces of nuts or, I don't know, part of your cashew chicken. And so, you know, with that being the case, it's irritating. So you do want to remove everything. So Miss George says we wash every part of our body except the dirtiest and suggests that we not use dry paper to clean ourselves. All right, she prefers bidets. Apparently celebrities like Will.i.am and Terrence Howard, they've admitted to using baby wipes after pooping. Partha Nandi, a gastroenterologist, suggests that bidets will prevent hemorrhoids in those who are prone to them and decrease irritation. I agree with the decrease of irritation. Some warm water being shot into your tushy, right, or not into your tushy, but on the tushy area, I think is a lot nicer to do to wipe than having, you know, all these, you know, hemorrhoids or, you know, fissures or tears. So I like the idea of the bidet, but I don't think we have to run out and get one set up. I brought this up to the Truckers Forum on truckersforum.net, and people were like, how, there's no way I could access the plumbing and then reroute. And, you know, people were trying, like, how am I supposed to do this? Nobody's going to die from their toilet paper. But my quick suggestion, and this is what I think. Number one is we are in too much of a hurry when we wipe our butts because, first of all, we're taking too long to poop. So we sit there. We're like, oh, my gosh, I've been here for 20 minutes. So when you're done, you want to bounce. I mean, you want to fly out of that potty. And so with that urgency to leave, you wipe too fast. You got to slow down. Not too quickly, okay? You're not going to be able to wipe up the whole field in one swoop. Okay, bidets. Yes, the warm water could help wash off the hemorrhoids and or wash off the sediment, and we'll talk about how that works. But there was a study in 2010 saying bidets aggravate the vaginal microflora, or naturally occurring bacteria. And remember, you need your vagina to have just the right amount of bacteria so you don't get vaginal infections. These are for women. Aquino et al. Writes, habitual use of bidet toilets aggravates vaginal microflora either by depriving normal microflora or facilitating opportunistic infection of fecal bacteria and other microorganisms. So maybe a bidet might be kind of messing with, you know, things down there. And then another issue is a lot of people with the bidet, if they don't have a squirting one, and they just kind of sit on top of the bidet and splash themselves, you still have to use your hands. You still have to wash your hands then from the poop. Toilet paper allows some people a barrier, which is why I think in America, you know, people aren't too hip on the bidet because they'd rather have that barrier with the toilet paper. You still need to wash your hands, but it just gives you a little barrier. And then, who's cleaning the bidet? It's hard enough to clean the toilet. Now you've got like a second thing to clean. Again, toilet paper shouldn't cause hemorrhoids. Basically, after you poop, there's like some mucus down there. That allows a little bit of lubrication when you wipe with your toilet paper. I don't care if you're eating. Look, this is a medical show. This is what we talk about, okay? Fine. But if you're constipated, you're going to be dry down there. You'll get hemorrhoids more likely if you are constipated, if you're pregnant, if you're obese, if you prolong strain. You sit on a toilet for 20 minutes every time to poop, you're going to blow a vein and you're going to get a hemorrhoid. Anal sex can put you at risk for hemorrhoids and medical conditions like low thyroid. Embossed flowery toilet paper? No. Americans love disposable stuff. So as long as the toilet paper is not reused, yeah, remember they tried to do recycled toilet paper and people freaked out about that? I don't know if they still sell recycled toilet paper. I think they do. But Americans like taking something, throwing it out, and be done. That's what we like to do. All right, and then wet wipes. A lot of, like, stars say, well, I use wet wipes to clean my butt. The problem is wet wipes have ethyl hexyglycerin, phenoxyethanol, benzyl chlorine, benzyl alcohol. These are also irritating. So you got to be careful about putting chemicals down there. So what I suggest is use damp toilet paper. Use some damp toilet paper. You can even put a little bit of Johnson's & Johnson's baby soap if you have to. And use that to clean your tushy. And then you can clean everything you have to. You don't have to buy a whole new bidet. You don't have to use wipes. And so, yes, we give advice for everything. So how to use a bidet? Well, WikiHow teaches us how to use a bidet. And so I guess there's a couple types. Apparently the original model of the bidet originated in 18th century Europe. Okay? They have fixtures. They sit right next to the toilet. Sometimes they're across the hall, but you really want to, after you use the toilet, immediately move over to the bidet. So it's got to be near the toilet. Then you could straddle it. And you face the water controls, or you could face away from them, as you would a toilet. But it's easier if you face the controls to control the temperature. See, I sat on a bidet once, and I sat away from the controls. And I'm like trying to, I didn't know that, so I guess you could, yeah. Anyway, if you're wearing pants, you got to take off the pants, so you could straddle the bidet. As opposed to a lot of us just pull down our pants when we sit on the toilet. Okay? Then, there's a lot of different controls. And then you, I guess there's a wash button. And then this nozzle of water will come up, and I guess there's warm and cold. So you could adjust the temperature to clean your tushy. You know, that's really interesting. I really want to use a bidet. I want to try this out. I can't believe I was in Europe, and there was like one place we had that had a bidet, and I was afraid because I'm like, is it clean? You know, I'm not going to splash. I don't know. Anyway, then wash your hands. Don't drink from the bidet. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a study is linking acetaminophen, the main ingredient in Tylenol, taken during pregnancy to ADHD. So they say long-term use of acetaminophen during pregnancy was associated with twice the risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in kids. This is a study published Monday in the journal Pediatrics. But they say a couple experts think that the data did not support the findings. So acetaminophen, or for those of you listening in Europe, paracetamol, is the active ingredient in Tylenol. And there are tons of medications that have Tylenol in it. Your Vicodin, your pain pills have Tylenol, your Tylenol PM to help you sleep. A lot of pregnant women will take Tylenol PM because Benadryl and Tylenol are safe in pregnancy, and that's safer than taking something that is like a category D, which could cause birth defects like Xanax for sleep. So, Also, Tylenol used to be considered a category A. I think they now moved it down to a category B. But Tylenol, when I was in training and delivering babies, Tylenol was known to be very, very safe. And we didn't care how much a pregnant woman took, as long as she wasn't doing damage to her liver. People use it for pain and fever, and they say 65% of pregnant women in America use the drug, according to the CDC. Now, lead author of the study, Yvonne Strom, a senior researcher at the Norwegian Institute of Public Health, said pregnant women who need medicine for fever or pain relief should not refrain from using it, but women who require continuous use for a longer period should consult with their physicians. And by a long period, they mean over 29 days. Now, ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder, inattention, hyperactivity, impulsivity. Now, according to CNN, the causes are unknown, but research is ongoing, and genetics are believed to play a role. Yeah, if your mom is hyper, you're going to be hyper. If your dad had attention deficit, there's a good chance that you could have attention deficit. There's a genetic play, not everybody. But why would Tylenol be associated with it? Now, the Norwegian mother and child cohort study provided data for the new research. Women were invited to participate after routine ultrasound examinations around week 18 of their pregnancies. Information was gathered from 95,000 mothers, 75,000 fathers, and 112,000 children born between 1999 and 2009. Including 2,200 who were diagnosed with ADHD. They said nearly 47% of the women used acetaminophen during their pregnancies, 27% in the first trimester, in one trimester, 16% in two, and 4% said they basically took it throughout the pregnancy. And they found that using acetaminophen for 29 days increased your risk of ADHD in your child by 220%. Now, they're not saying it caused it, but they're saying that they found this association. They say use of Tylenol or acetaminophen by pregnant women for less than 7 days was associated with a decreased risk of ADHD in offspring. So if you hardly use it, fathers who use the pain reliever for 29 or more days also had twice the number of children with ADHD. So what does that mean? Does it mean that fathers who use a lot of it have a higher genetic risk? Or does Tylenol affect the sperm? So again, they don't believe that if you take a Tylenol, your kid is going to turn into a child that has ADHD. But they found this association. Now, you know, ADHD to me is a little bit of a gift. Okay, you have a lot of people that suffer with attention deficit. And trust me, it is a detriment to their school, to their work. But I got to tell you, in order for somebody to be real good at multitasking, they can't zone on one topic or one subject, all right? People have accused me of having ADHD. If you're going to accuse me of anything, accuse me of being hyper, I don't have attention deficit because I could watch a Michael Fassbender movie over and over and over again and memorize all his lines. I could focus. It's very difficult to get through medical school and pass all your boards having attention deficit. However, having that little bit of hyperactivity or having the ability to, you know what, okay, this is interesting, but I'm also interested in this, so I'm going to do both at the same time, that maybe is a gift. And if you have to have a touch bit of attention deficit for that to happen, or you have to be hyper for that to happen, trust me, I don't think I would have gotten through medical school if I wasn't who I was. You know, I have family members who are way smarter than me, very well read, know how to play an instrument, can understand Shakespeare, you know their Bible, but they told me they would never be able to get through medical school. And you're like, but I don't understand that. You're smarter than I am. Well, it's because, again, it's different strokes for different folks on how, you know, we like to study and how we like to do things. For somebody like me, give me a time test, give me, and then make me turn around and do a completely other task, and my mind will be on it. I don't know. I did well where you had all your finals in one or two days, not this, all right, well, you're going to have your biochem test tomorrow, and you're going to have your algebra test on Tuesday. Just give it to me all at once. So, did my mom take a lot of Tylenol? No, I think she smoked when she had me. So, I don't know. But, you know, I think we overdiagnose attention deficit and we misdiagnose attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in a lot of kids. You know, parents will come in saying, look, my kid's having trouble in school, so we need to evaluate him for ADHD. Okay, that's appropriate. Absolutely. We'll evaluate him for ADHD. That's good. All right. So I'm like, okay, you know, can he read a book? Oh, yeah, if it's a book that he likes, he could read it. He'll read it cover to cover. So you're telling me he'll sit through a whole book, cover to cover, and pay attention to it? Yep. What about a movie? You know, did she watch Frozen? Oh, yeah. She'll sit there and watch Frozen for two straight hours. What about him? Can he play the Battlefront game? Oh, yeah, he will play Battlefront. So I'm like, so you're telling me that they have selective attention. If they're into something, they'll pay attention. Now, one argument could be that video game makers and movie makers and book writers, authors, are expecting the average person with attention deficit. And because they're expecting the average person with attention deficit, they have created a product that will keep you grabbed and keep your attention. Yeah, maybe. I don't know if I buy that 100%. Okay, if you really lack the ability to pay attention, you are not going to sit there doing a task for more than 15 minutes or 20 minutes or an hour or 2 hours. It's not going to happen. So when a child can watch a movie, play a video game, no problem at all, yet sit in algebra class and fidget, they're bored. It's not attention deficit. They don't want to pay attention to something that they're bored with, or they don't understand it. Or they've learned it already. They don't care about it. You have a lot of kids that really have to care about something to excel in it. You know, my husband Corey is brilliant. He's smarter than I could ever be. He can fly planes. He knows a lot about cars, right? He doesn't watch a lot of sports. To him, it's boring. And I'm like, you know, oh my God, well, we had the Vikings that won in London, and, you know, we had the, you know, yeah, the Raiders lost, I get that, but I didn't put money on them, so I don't care. Falcons won, I had money on the Falcons, the Eagles, whatever. I watched football all day long. The Cowboys won, woohoo! Then I decided to put a little bit of money on the Steelers. The Steelers won, I was like, ah! Alright, so for me, I could watch football for hours! Now, Corey doesn't want to either. You know, he'll sit through a game and then he'll get up after 5-10 minutes. Does that mean he has attention deficit? No. It means it's not as engaging to him as it is to me. Yet when he had to learn how to fly, oh boy, he sat there and he said he could be in a plane for hours. So what we need to do is we need to find what makes you tick. If there's something that you're really passionate about, you will sit there and learn it. Or if you have the type of self-control to say, look, okay, I need this job, and in order to get this job, I need to pass this test. And I need to, you know, be on top of it. So I'm going to study my butt off. So if there's a secondary gain, if there's an incentive, you'll do your work. With some kids, they may not see the incentive. You have some children there going, but so who cares if I get a C? What does that mean, getting a C versus a B versus an A? What does that mean? Now, when we were younger, our parents would give us a bonus if we got, you know, good grades. If we didn't get good grades, we got a whooping. So my incentive is I didn't want the whooping. But not that we would do this day and age. But maybe we do need to incentivize good grades rather than diagnosing ADD in kids that don't have it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening, and if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You know, why aren't we more attractive to employers than robots? Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Robots are already going to be a part of Walmart's team, as they will be stocking shelves at about 50 Walmart stores. They're going to be 2 feet tall. They're going to be fitted with cameras to scan aisles and check stock, identify missing, misplaced, mislabeled, and mispriced items. The robots will give that information to employees who will turn around and fix the issues. They say if you're running up and down the aisle and you want to decide if we are out of Cheerios or not, a human doesn't do that job very well. They don't like it. according to Chief Technology Officer for Walmart U.S. and e-commerce. And this is a very, very interesting point that we're going to bring up, okay? Employees don't like it. That is huge, okay, when it comes to why an employer is going to decide to bring robots into play. Okay, we employees, in the olden days, we didn't have a choice. You were given a job, you did the job. You didn't comment. Right? You didn't tell us if you liked the job or not. If you wanted the job, you took the job. You got paid. If not, bounce. Well, things are different now, and appropriately so. I think they should be different now. But fine. Then they'll get a robot that doesn't complain. Robots don't complain. They say the robots are going to be used in an expanded test next month in stores in Arkansas, Pennsylvania, and California. The robots are more productive and can scan shelves more accurately and faster than human employees, company officials told Reuters. If you think about trying to go through a facility with all these different items and figure out your prices are accurate, it can be very time-consuming. Walmart's Vice President of Central Operations told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, from our perspective, when you're doing things like this, you're trying to improve your service to your customers and trying to make things simpler and easier for your associates at the same time. Now, they are assuring us that these robots will not replace workers. They say within that, we're good at doing a part of it, but we're terrible at doing a part of it. When it comes to picking the product up, the robot has no arms. That's a real difficult science. And it's a slow, slow science. We know that the store associates will always be better at that. So the reason why robots are not yet taking over all of our jobs is they can't walk very well. Remember, what was it about 15 years ago? It was Osimo. Was it Osimo, that robot that was toured around the United States and at Disneyland, et cetera? I think it was Osimo. Osimo could, like, walk very slow, but it couldn't navigate upstairs. The science wasn't there. Now, the science will be. They'll figure that out. But same thing with grabbing an arm and picking something up. Now, you and I are thinking, well, wait a second. R2-D2 was able to give Luke Skywalker his, his lightsaber in the 70s. Yeah, but that was in a movie. That doesn't necessarily mean we have R2-D2s. I would love an R, not a C-3PO. I do all the talking in my house, but I would love an R2-D2. Really would. R2-D2s are cute. Okay, so, all right, so what does this tell us? Okay, Walmart, love the fact that Walmart hires a lot of people, loves that they hire seniors. I love going to Walmart because there's a lot of product. I got to tell you, though, I'm buying online a lot more. I have not stepped into a Walmart in a very long time because I could buy online and they get free shipping. I've never really checked to see if the price is a little bit more when you buy online or not. But I can now buy the cat food, I can buy the toilet paper, I can buy whatever I want online. So we need to see the writing on the wall. The more people can buy things online, the less they're going to walk into a Walmart. Now, Walmart is, again, trying to be very, up with the times with, them having grocery stores or these big Walmart supermarkets that people can buy their groceries now online, too. So the more Walmart sells online and the less people going into their big, huge commercial buildings that need a lot of air conditioning, need a lot of light, need a lot of workers, need a lot of cleaning, need a lot of decoration, need a lot of security. All right, we're going to start seeing smaller Walmarts, mark my words. We're going to start seeing more distribution centers. And with the distribution centers, why not use more robots? But I thought that was a very interesting comment when they talked about human doesn't do that job very well and they don't like it. When an employer has to worry about an employee not doing a job because they might not prefer to do it, all right, that is going to be a driving force for more automation. Now, some people, they don't like to work with plumbing. What was that? Was it during Superstorm Sandy? What was that where a plumber was basically waist deep underwater? And his butt was sticking out of the, and he just, that's his job. He just went in and did what had to be done. That type of work ethic, we're just not seeing anymore. So if an employee doesn't want to do a job, they feel, they feel that they have the opportunity to say, look, I don't want to do that job. Right? And I've seen other people have to do a job that somebody else doesn't want to do it. No, because I don't want to hurt my back, or I don't want to do this, or I don't want, and I understand, we do need to have ADA, America with Disabilities Act protections, and, you know, we do need to, be able to say no to our employer if we're asked to do something that is, unprofessional, that is, sexual in nature. We should be able to say no. But when you have somebody that doesn't want to do a tedious task, somebody's got to do the job. Now, it's interesting, when it comes to, medical offices, I told you this. I was asked by other doctors why they're having such a difficult time keeping staff. And the one position they have trouble keeping staff for is front desk. Front desk, the person that greets the patient, the person that gets the, insurance information and copies the driver's license and gets the chart ready to go. That turnover is enormously high when it comes to a medical office. Well, I told them there's a few reasons. Number one is people who are front desk make less than the nurses. And they don't feel their job is less important than the nurses. They're front line. All right? They have to deal with all the yelling and the screaming and the copays and the I don't like my Obamacare, or I don't want to pay my deductible, or I need my Lortab now. Why is the doctor taking so long? Why is he 15 minutes late or 20 minutes late? They have to deal with all that. Yet, the nurses, they bust their butt too. But front desk make less than back office nurses, because these nurses are RNs or LPNs and they've had more training. So that's one reason. Number two is being front desk isn't really fun. And when one of the doctors said, look, I don't understand. I can't keep a front desk longer than a few years. And I go, well, who wakes up in the morning and says that they want to be a career front desk person? Now, some people may want to, have a lifelong career as a nurse, or as a medical provider, or as a pilot, or somebody in marketing, but nobody wakes up and says, I want to devote my life to front desk. And so there's a lot of jobs out there that people are willing to only do temporarily. And this idea of, I'm just going to do the job temporarily, and once I realize there's things I'm doing that I don't like to do, I quit, that's why we have such big turnover. And there's a lot of businesses out there that really can't have the turnover. It's expensive to train. It's risky because you could lose money while somebody's training and making mistakes. And big companies who are really worried about the bottom line, they don't have time to make mistakes. They don't have time to take risks. So I'm not surprised. And, Walmart is a trendsetter. Only 50 robots expect that to expand. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Oh, we got so much more to talk about. We're coming up on the end. Well, look, we're going to wrap it up from here. We got Halloween coming up. I want you guys to be safe. I am so excited about Halloween this week. But be careful out there, guys. We'll talk about this in the next segment. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I've dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.